अंगानि जस्त सकल इंद्रिय विस्तिमन्ति पश्यन्ति पान्ति कलयन्ति चिरं जगन्ति आनंद चिन्मय सदू जल विग्रह गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि। Why not sit comfortably? Please, there is ample space in the front. You can move. So, Govinda, Angani jasya sakalendriya vrittimam. Angani means the limbs of the body, just like hands, legs, ear, nose, the different parts of our body. The distinction between this material body and spiritual body is that just like this hand is made for particular purpose. You can pick up something, you can touch something, but you cannot taste something. If you want to taste something, then the hand will bring that food to your mouth, and when you touch your tongue, then you can know whether it is bitter or sweet. By simply by touching the hand, it is not possible to understand what is the nature of the particular. Therefore, God's body is described here that Angani Jasya Sakalindriya Vrittimanti. Each and every part of the body has got the capacity for other parts of the body. Just like if we want to eat, we have to taste it through the tongue, through the mouth. But Krishna, or God, if he simply sees only, he can eat. Simply by seeing. This is spiritual body. Angani jasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. Pasyanti paanti kalayanti chiraṁ jananti. In another sense, this whole cosmic manifestation is also the body of God. Therefore, you cannot hide anything from God's vision. In the Brahma, the same Brahma Sangita, it is said, that jasya suresa savita satala grahana. Savita means the sun. The sun god or the sun planet is the one eye of God. And the other eye is the moon. So he can see all things what is happening within this universe. In daytime, with the eye called the sun, and at night with moon. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed, Krishna says, Prabhasmi Sasi Surya. I am the sun sign and the moon sign. So, people who deny the existence of God, they say that can you show me God? You are seeing God. Why you are denying? God says that I am the sun sign, I am the moon sign. And who has not seen the sun sign and moon sign? Everyone has seen. As soon as there is morning, there is sun sign. The sun sign is God. Then you have seen God. Why do you deny? You cannot deny. Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukante. I am the taste of the water. So, who has not tasted water? We are drinking daily gallons of water. We are thirsty, and the good taste which quench our thirst, that is Krishna. So you have to see God or Krishna in this way. And then you'll advance. Make advance. This is Krishna consciousness. We have to see in everything Krishna. As soon as we see living entity, never mind whether he is a human being or animal or insect or bird or plant or aquatic. They're all living entities. In the sea, there are 900,000 species of living entities. Jalajanam lokhani. These are the statements in the Vedic scriptures. Exactly stated. Jalajanam lokhani. It does not say 10,000. He said 900,000. Exact calculation. Now, bring any biologist to calculate how many species are there in the water. They cannot say. But here, in the Padma Purana, Vedic literature, you get exact information. How many species of living entities are there within the water? Everyone knows that there are living entities, full of living entities. We are catching fish, but small fishes. We have not seen, even if we have seen the biggest fish that is well, sometimes they are as big as one big ship. But there are other fishes we get information. They are called timingal. The big fish, the whale fish. And timingal means there is another big fish which swallows the timingal, this whale, just like anything. These informations are there. And in Calcutta Museum, in our childhood, it may be still existing, we saw one skeleton of his sea that is bigger than this room, a skeleton. It is hanging on the ceiling. So there are very, very big, big fishes. Nalajana Valukhani. You get immediate information without being a biologist. Scientists, you can get information. The Darwin theory, in most perception, there is. In the Padma Purana, Jiva Jatishi, the evolutionary theory is there. But Darwin is missing the real point. Who is evolving? Is missing the spirit soul. He cannot explain. That is imperfect. But in the Vedic scripture, you have got perfect knowledge how a living entity is developing different types of bodies. Jalajana Mulakhani. First of all, 9 lakh species of living entities within water. In the water, the living seeds are there. The others there I was showing, or other devotees, how from the stone the grass is coming. There is a crack in the stone and the grass is coming. How is it? Nobody has gone to put some seeds within the cracking of the stone. Then how the grass is coming? The grass is coming because the water penetrates within the crack, and as soon as it gets in touch with the earth, it sprouts. That means within water, there are seeds of living entities. Some of them fall down from the higher planetary system. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kine punne puna matthalu pangabhishanti. As soon as their period of enjoyment is finished, they are again brought down on this earthly planet. Just like in your country, the immigration, every country, the immigration department, if somebody has come, he has got a visa for 6 months or 1 year or something like that, as soon as it is finished, even immediately the immigration department notifies, please get out. Please get out. Similarly, in other planets also, there are higher planetary systems where material comforts are many thousand times better than in your USA. Your United States is considered to have the best facilities, comfortable materialistic way of life. That is the calculation outside. So, supposing that you have got the best facilities for material enjoyment, in a higher planetary system, there are many thousand times better facilities. You can go there. The living entities are therefore called sarvago. A living entity can go anywhere he likes. But he requires qualification. Any country, when one is admitted, he must have visa, he must have passport, he must have required money to stay in a foreign country. So many rules and regulations are there. Similarly, in the higher planetary system also, where you get 10,000 years of duration of life, and there 1 year is far, far greater than ours. That is scientific. So this material world is also the Virata Rupa, universal form of the law. Angani dasa sakalindriya vittimanti. I'm just trying to explain what is the body of the Supreme Lord. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was shown the Virata Rupa, the universal form of the Lord. Now, why Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of Krishna? The reason is that Arjuna knew it very well, because in the 10th chapter, Arjuna accepts Krishna that Parabrahma Paramadhyama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are the Supreme Lord, Parabrahma, and Pavitra, the purest. So Krishna, Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And he still in the 11th chapter, he requested Krishna that if you kindly show me your universal form, try to understand. Arjuna knew it very well, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Why he wanted to examine Krishna, not for himself, but for others? Because Arjuna knew it very well, that in future, so many false gods would appear and go. So before accepting anyone as God, imitating Krishna, one should inquire from him whether you can lift him, whether you can show the universal form, whether you can kill such and such demons. Then I can accept. That is intelligence. Don't accept a foolish man declaring himself a God, and you accept also God. God is not so cheap. You should know what is God. These descriptions are there. No living entity is greater than God. Therefore God is said, God is great. Great means nobody can be greater than him. Nobody can be equal to him. That is greatness. Six opulences. There is analytical study. What is God? So, these things have been taught from authoritative scripture. And what is God? What is our relationship with him? And what is our function in that relationship? We should know it. Unless we try to know it, simply we waste our time in frivolous activities. That is not proper utilization of human form of life. We are simply requesting people that you don't waste your valuable time. Our time is so valuable, it has been calculated by Chanakya Pandit. Chanakya Pandit was a great politician, prime minister in India about 3,000 years ago, when Chandragupta was the emperor. It was about contemporary to Alexander the Great in the Greek history. So, Chanakya Pandit was there, he was a great diplomat. He has calculated the value of our life. He says, it is very practical, anyone can calculate. Ayusat sanai kopi nalabha sanna koti sa te snirat khatangani taha kanuhani sato vitaha. He says, Ayusachana, even one moment of your life, cannot be returned, even if you spend millions of dollars. One of our friends in India, he was at that time 54 years old, but he was dying. So he was requesting the doctor, doctor, kindly give me some medicine so that I may live for another 4 years. I have got so many things to do. Let's see, the crazy fellow. You see? This is called ignorance. He does not know that what to call, what to say of 4 years. The doctor cannot give me 4 minutes prolongation of life. And the life is ended, it is ended. Nobody can. Any medicine, any physiological treatment will not help. That is not possible. You have got a duration of life, say 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years at most. You cannot increase it by paying money. What to speak of 4 years? You cannot increase force again. So just try to understand how much our life is valuable. A second of our life we cannot purchase by paying millions of dollars. And if that second is wasted without any equalization, then how much money we are losing? This is the calculation. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is only to remind people, well, please do not waste your time, valuable time, life. Utilize it. This is the opportunity to make a solution of all the problems of life. There is means, there are ways how to do it that we are describing yesterday, we discussed tapasa by austerity, brahmacharyena by celibacy, samena by controlling the mind, dhamena by controlling the senses, tyagena by giving in charity your money. That is called tyaga. Suppose you have got millions of dollars. Don't keep it. So long it is within your jurisdiction, spend it for Krishna. Yes. That is proper utilization. Because actually the money is not yours. Because you cannot carry this money with your death. As soon as you quit this body or death, so your money and everything what you collected with this body, with the finishing of this body, everything is finished. But you go, you are spirit soul, you transmigrate to another body. So your money which you earned previously in your previous body, that you do not know where it is kept or how it is being spent up. Did you in a lifetime make very nice deed how the money should be spent by your sons or by your heirs? But now, suppose you left in your last life 10,000 millions of dollars somewhere, but you have nothing, no claim for that money. Therefore, so long it is in your hand, spend it. Tyagya. Spend for good purpose. Not for this money. If you spend for bad purposes, then you become entangled. If you spend for good purposes, then you get good return. That's fair. These things are very nicely, clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. This dana, charity, Bhagavad Gita says there are three kinds of charities. One charity is in the mode of goodness. One charity is in the mode of passion. And one charity is in the mode of ignorance. The mode of goodness, charity means, you should know where charity is to begin. Dātabham, here charity is to begin. So where charity is given, first class charity in goodness, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, jat parosi, jadatnasi, jat tapasasi, dadati jat, tat purusha madarpanam. Whatever you are eating, whatever you are undergoing austerity, whatever you are doing, Whatever you are giving in charity, give it to me. Krishna is not in want of money because he is the original proprietor of everything. Ishava samidam sarvam. But he still is asking from you money. That's why Krishna went to beg something from Bali Maharaj in the shape of a Brahman, a dwarf Brahmin. So, he is the Sarvaloka Maheswaram. He is the proprietor of all the planets. And still he is saying that Dadasidattat-kurishtamadarpanam. Whatever you are giving in charity, please give it to me. Why? It is for your interest. Because the sooner you return Krishna's money to Krishna, you are better situated. In of course it will not be very palatable to hear, but actually we are all thieves. We have stolen God's property. That is material life. Anyone who has got anything without sense of God, it is to be understood that he has stolen the poverty. If you very cool-headed think over this matter, that you are, if we do not understand God, if we do not understand whose property you are using, if you come to the real knowledge, without Krishna consciousness, whatever we possess, that is stolen property. Stolen property. Sena eva sauchyate. It is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita. If one does not expend his money for yajna, then he is to be understood, just like there is many instances. It's like you have earned so much money. If you hide income tax, then you are criminal. You can say, I have earned money, why shall I pay income tax? Government. No. You must pay. And there is a limit that if you have earned so much money, practically the whole money will be taken as income tax. Super tax. So, as everything you earn, it is the property of the government. Similarly, why not everything, whatever you got, it is Krishna's or God's? Is it very difficult to understand? Actually, it is so. Suppose you have constructed a very nice building. So, the building requires so many stone, wood, earth. But where from you have got it? You have not produced the wood. It is God's property. You have not produced the metal. You have taken it from the mine. That is God's property. The earth also, the brick also, which you have made. You have simply given your labor. That labor is also God's property. Because you work with your hand, but it is not your hand. It is God's hand. If it is your hand, then when it is paralyzed, you cannot use it. When the power of using your energy of the hand is withdrawn by God, you cannot work. So these are the things to be studied in Krishna consciousness. Don't be frivolous. Don't waste your time. This is the greatest opportunity human form of life. You have to understand all these things. They are mentioned in the authoritative books, Vedic knowledge. That we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam before you. So, Sukadeva Goswami is recommending that prayaschitta vimarsanam, real atonement is to be thoughtful, sober, think over. That is called meditation. You think over whether your body or if you have something else transcendental to body, what is God. So if you want to know all this knowledge, then you have to practice austerity, tapasā. And the beginning of tapasā is brahmacharya, I have explained this Saturday. Brahmacharya, celibacy, or restricted sex life. Not unrestricted. That's not good. Then you forget yourself. This material attraction is sex life. Not only in human society, in animal society, in bird society, everywhere. You have seen the sparrows, the pigeons, they are having sex life 300 times daily. You see? Although they are very vegetarian. And the lion is not vegetarian, but it has got sex life only once in a year. So it is not the question of vegetarian or non-vegetarian. It is the question of understanding, high standard of knowledge. When one comes to the standard of high, elevated knowledge, naturally he becomes vegetarian. Because pandita samadarshina, pandita means one who is very highly learned, pandita. Samadarshina. Samadarshina means he does not distinguish between a man, learned man, vidya vinaya sampanni, brahmani, gavi, hastini, chunite cha sapati cha pandita samadarshina. The pandita is samadarshi. He sees equally. Oh, a very learned scholar, brahmin, and an elephant, and a dog, and a cow. How he is samadarshi, how he is, this one is equal to all of them. Because he does not see the body. He sees the soul. Brahma Bhuta. He sees the Brahma spark. That here is a dog, but it is also a living entity. By his past karma, he has become a dog. And here is a learned scholar. He is also a living spark, but he has got this nice opportunity for his past karma. So he does not see the body. He sees the spirit soul, his path. So, when one comes to that position, he does not make any distinction between this living entity to that entity. So our proposition, if you inquire, then why you restrict no meat eating? The answer is that actually you do not make any distinction between the meat eaters and the vegetable eaters. Because the cow or the goat or the lamb has got life and the grass, it has got such a life. But we follow the Vedic instance. What is that? That isavasamidam sabbam jatinti jagatyana jagatena tattena bhita. Everything is the property of the Supreme Lord. and you can enjoy whatever is allotted to you. Mahavidhatasya-siddhama. You cannot touch others' bodies, others' property. You cannot touch. That is Vedic life. So, in all scriptures, it is stated that man should live on fruits and vegetables. That teeth are made in that way. They can eat very easily and digest. Although, jiva-jiva-sajivana, one has to live by eating another meat. Jiva-jiva, that is nature's law. So the vegetarian has to eat another living entity. And the meat eater, they are also eating another. But there is discretion. Discretion means that these things are made for human beings. Just like fruits, flowers, vegetables, rice, grains, meal, the animals do not come to claim that I shall eat this. No. It is meant for man. Just like milk. Milk is an animal product. It is the blood of the cow, changed only. But the milk is not drunk by the cow. She is delivering the milk, but she is not taking. Because it is not allotted for it. By nature's way. So you have to just tell, milk is meant for man. So you take the milk. Let her live and supply you milk continually. Why should you kill? May follow nature's law. Then you will be happy. Tena taptena bhujita. Whatever is allotted to you there, you live comfortably. So our in temple, in this temple, we take fruits, flowers, milk, because they are allotted. And Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jovi bhaktya prajachat. Krishna does not say that you give me meat. Krishna says, you give me fruits, flowers, vegetables, milk. So we prepare nice preparations out of these things. We offer to Krishna and we take it. If Krishna would have said that give me eggs and meat, then we would have given and eaten it. But because we are Krishna conscious, we do not take anything which is not acceptable. So in this way, this is called samagama. We have to learn these art of elevation. Tapasa, that is called austerity. Regulated cleansing. Brahmacharya, by celibacy, or by restricted sex life. Samena, by controlling mind. Dhamena, by controlling the senses. Tyagena, by giving charity. The charity, charitable disposition of mind is there in everyone's heart. But one does not know how to make the best use of charity. The best use of, not only charity, whatever you spend, you must spend for Krishna. That is the best way of spending. You are not loser. That's why you are spending from Krishna, earning from Krishna. Suppose we are offering nice dishes to Krishna. Krishna is so kind. He gives it as it is. You eat. It is for you. But simply by offering to Krishna, you become Krishna's devotee. For nothing. You don't spend anything, not a farthing. Everything is Krishna's. But if you offer to Krishna, you elevate. That's all. Thank you very much.